This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University added a new piece of equipment that it says will benefit students as well as people living throughout the region. The university bought a dual polarization Doppler radar. It sits atop Memorial Hall, which is 5 stories tall. Radina Finch is a professor of meteorology at Western. We talked on the building's roof.
I've never done an interview on a roof, but here we are on the roof of Memorial Hall. What are we looking at here?
Well, what we in the geography department have up here, we've got the dual polarization Doppler radar. And basically what the radar is, it is a tower, which is probably about 4 feet tall. And then the radar itself is about 4 feet tall. The radar has a lot of mechanical instrument things inside of it. And so when they actually installed the radar, they had the dome off initially so they could hook everything up. And then they put the dome back on.
What purpose does the dome serve?
Well, the dome basically protects the delicate instruments inside. The dome is made of a special material so that the radar energy can go through the dome and then come back and give us the signals that we need.
It almost looks like a little bell tower, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely.
What type of equipment did this replace?
We had an old weather radar. It's probably 25 years old, and it was reflectivity only, which means that it would show you where the precipitation was located and where the precipitation was moving to. But the Doppler component also shows you how things inside the cloud itself are moving. So you can see rotation, for example, if you've got a possible tornado. And so that's a first for us.
So when we read these warnings from the Weather Service and it says radar indicated hazard, that's what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. In addition to that, we've got what's called dual polarization capability. So this radar sends out a vertical beam and a horizontal beam simultaneously. And what this does is it looks at the raindrops, the precipitation, and it sees what shape they are. And so for the first time, we can pick out the difference between large rain and hail.
How does this help in what you're teaching students?
This is actually an amazing opportunity for our students. For the first time, they'll be able to see locally how things are changing inside the storm, how things are moving, how the storm evolves. And based on that, we can go look at larger weather maps and figure out why.
Well, will you eventually be able to expand the view, how far out you can see?
Well, right now we have it set to 50 kilometers, which is roughly 30 miles. Once we get the calibration done, then we'll be able to set it out to 70 kilometers, which is 43 miles. And that will be the maximum range for this radar. But it's pretty nice because it fills what we call a radar hole. Radar coverage for West Central Illinois is terrible.
Why is that?
Well, because by the time the National Weather Service radar beam gets this far, about 80 miles from their radar, it's only seeing the middle and the tops of the clouds.
So will you be collaborating with the National Weather Service?
Definitely. And once we get the radar imagery online live streaming, the Weather Service will have access to our radar data, and they're actually the ones who will issue the watches and warnings and things like that.
Why did you choose the roof of Memorial Hall to set up this equipment? Is there a particular reason for that?
Part of that is because this is where the old radar was. And so we knew, based on the old radar, that the view 360 degrees around is pretty good. There weren't a lot of hard targets to cause ground clutter. The other reason is because it's got a surface big enough that we can put the radar. The new radar is significantly bigger than the old radar, so we're using the elevator shaft roof.
Is this high ground in the county also, or close to being the high ground in the county?
Yes, definitely. We're on top of a hill right here. And then we're on top of a tall building.
You mentioned earlier how students will benefit from this new equipment. What about the larger community? How will it benefit?
One of the things that I had in mind when I started working to get a radar 15 years ago is that we are in a radar hole, and so the radar here coverage is not very good. Occasionally tornadoes happen that don't get warned. Sometimes the severe thunderstorm warning happens after the thunderstorm has already moved through the area. And so one of the things that I wanted to do, other than create educational opportunities, is create a community resource.
So this is something that's being used by McDonough County Emergency Services?
Yes. McDonough County Emergency Services, they're actually working on a website now that will live stream the radar data. And it's not just McDonough County. Any of the counties in West Central Illinois within a 43-mile radius will have access to this data. And I think that's really important. The more people who can see the data, you know, the more lives we're likely to save.
Radina Finch is a professor of meteorology in the Department of Earth, Atmospheric, and Geographic Information Sciences at Western Illinois University. She says it might be next month before the live web stream of the new Doppler radar is running. The radar was paid for in part with money from a trust fund established by a former faculty member. Finch says McDonough Power Cooperative also contributed to the project, and some money was raised through a crowdfunding campaign. Finch says no other university in the state has its own dual polarization Doppler radar. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.